Early signs of spring means you want to clean. This month, we will be focusing on simple essential oil solutions so you can seamlessly incorporate toxic-free living into your home and to your life. Mama, less stress means more time to bless those around you. Our focus today, the kitchen. Join in today as I share with you my home edit and 5 easy ways to use essential oils in your kitchen. Let's get started. Hey mama, welcome to Natural Wellness for Christian Moms. Do you want to feel more connected to God despite the busyness of mom life? Do you wake up with big, ambitious goals only to become frustrated when there aren't enough hours in the day to get everything done? And then you become paralyzed and then the mom guilt sets in. Hey, I'm Kristen and I'm an overstimulated mom of littles. I too felt exhausted and just physically, mentally, and emotionally drained from trying to get everything done. My emotions controlled my reactions and I always felt like I was behind and just not enough. But by the grace of God, I found a little secret. I could manage my stress and how I reacted to my day with scripture and essential oils. In this podcast, you'll find scripture, quick and easy ways to use essential oils, and how you too can be confident and content as a Christian mom so that you will be able to glorify God regardless of your stress and circumstances. So grab that post-it note or whatever you can find and let's dive in. Welcome back to Natural Wellness for Christian Moms. I'm Kristen Christian, and I'm so happy that you're here with me today. Essential oils have amazing cleansing properties. Many are just antimicrobial by nature, but also contain antibacterial properties that make them ideal for cleaning. If you've listened to some previous episodes where I've highlighted different essential oils, you'll find that many of them can be used for cleansing, whether that be in your home or even for your body. Today, I'm excited to share with you easy essential oil applications that you can use in your kitchen. Incorporating essential oils into your home is so simple, and one of the most common areas I'm asked about for DIYs is for the kitchen. It's time to toss out those synthetic and toxic chemicals that you have creeping on your countertops and instead use an all-natural solution that both you and your family can enjoy, knowing that you're not going to have the harmful side effects that you will from over-the-counter products that you can get at the grocery store. Without further ado, let's start with my first easy essential oil hack for the kitchen. That is DIY counter spray. So many essential oils that are used for cleansing are often citrus because of the high limonene content. And that limonene content makes them very ideal for cleaning because they are cleansing. So it is no sweat, mama, to whip up a DIY counter spray using your favorite citrus essential oil. I love to use lemon or tangerine. You can fill just about any spray bottle with equal parts of white vinegar and distilled water and add 10 to 20 drops of your favorite citrus essential oil for a simple DIY counter spray. Now, if you are looking for something to help with evaporation, you could add in a little bit of vodka. The alcohol or rubbing alcohol, that would work too, but the alcohol is going to help it to evaporate a little bit quicker. In fact, one of my favorite DIY recipes includes alcohol, vodka specifically in it, and it is labeled Happy Hour Cleaning. I'm hoping that it's mentally going to make me excited about cleaning in and of itself. Now, some have asked me whether or not their counter spray needs to be in a glass bottle. Typically, I would say yes. Anytime, especially using citrus oils, you want to use a glass or aluminum type bottle. However, I have used the dollar plastic spray bottles from the dollar store because when you're cleaning, you're using it so often that it's not going to necessarily eat through the plastic right away. And since you're not consuming it, in theory, you are okay to use a plastic bottle. However, I do prefer glass when possible. You can find whatever ounce spray bottle you'd like off of Amazon. That's really easy to do. Or if you have other questions about recommendations, I'd be happy to send you some if you shoot me an email. The second way I love to use essential oils in the kitchen is to keep the ants and the other bugs away. That's right. You can use essential oils to keep bugs out of your kitchen. So as the weather starts to warm up, you're going to start noticing ants and spiders. And while they're not necessarily bad because they, you know, the spiders eat the bugs, the ants, I guess, are just, well, they have a job too, right? God created them. But peppermint essential oil is excellent for warding off those bugs. So I actually make a peppermint spray with a little bit of distilled water, and I like to add a little bit of fractionated coconut oil so it sticks to the surface. It doesn't evaporate quite as quickly. And then I add 10 to 20 drops of peppermint, and I actually use that to spray along my counters to keep ants away. I like to spray it around my doors and my window frames. This is getting outside the kitchen, but you typically have door frames and windows in your kitchen, right? You can also put it on cotton balls to keep mice away and even spiders. If you don't want spiders in a particular area, you can spray the peppermint spray or keep a cotton ball with the peppermint on them as well. Again, this is not going to kill the insects or the mice, but it will keep them away because they do not like the smell of peppermint. The third way I love to use essential oils in my kitchen is DIY dish soap and or dish pods. So a really simple soap recipe, and you can look this up on Google too if you'd like, but it really just uses unscented castile soap, water, and your favorite essential oil. It's as simple as that. Now, if you're like me and you can't quite DIY, the company of essential oils, the brand that I use, does make a pre-made dish soap that is phenomenal. But there was a time when it was out of stock, and so I made my own with my citrus essential oils and unscented castile soap, and it got the job done. It was effective, but even my husband said, man, I really like what our company offers. So it's bomb. Citrus oils, again, are great for cutting through grease, so they are fantastic to use with your dishes. Speaking of dishes, don't forget, as a bonus little tip here, you can even use essential oils to help clean your dishwasher. Put 1 cup of distilled white vinegar in a glass container, set it in the bottom rack of your dishwasher, and add about 5 drops of lemon or your favorite citrus essential oil. Run the dishwasher and then wipe it down. It's that simple. You can do the same with your microwave as well. A little bit of white vinegar and citrus essential oil goes a long way. My fourth favorite way to use essential oils in the kitchen is actually for those times that I burn the popcorn, or maybe I've made some really smelly things in the kitchen, or maybe I've burnt other things in the kitchen, you know? You can actually diffuse essential oils to help get rid of the bad smells from the kitchen. Citrus is excellent for cleansing the air. Also, a purification blend that we have for the brand that I use is phenomenal to get rid of any smell, including the dog smell around your house. Extra bonus for you there. Okay, and my final way to use essential oils in the kitchen is not necessarily for cleaning the kitchen itself, but I like to leave a citrus essential oil by the sink because it helps me to encourage me to drink more water. Again, I've said this before in my other episodes, but when I make recommendations about essential oils, I do so based off my personal experience, the knowledge I've acquired over the last 8+ years of using essential oils, and also I have to qualify any recommendations that I give based off of the specific brand of essential oils that I use. The brand that I use, I trust because they are third-party tested and hold true. If you want to learn more about what you should be looking for in an essential oil brand, make sure you jump back to the first couple episodes in this podcast where I cover what you need to know before you use essential oils. But because the brand that I use third-party tests and they are the most tested and most trusted essential oil, I know that they are safe for internal consumption. Not only are they safe, but they are recommended for internal consumption. Remember that when you are ingesting a citrus oil or any oil for that fact, you want to make sure that you are using a glass or stainless steel container because you will be ingesting this. You don't want to use plastic. Even if it's a BPA-free plastic, it does detox the material of the cup into the water and you don't want to consume that. So make sure that you're using glass or stainless steel and enjoy 1 to 2 drops of citrus water and 8 ounces of water. Citrus is thin. It comes out fast, so don't shake it. Just be patient. Let the plastic orifice reducer create the drop for you. Otherwise, you could be sitting at home because just as it is very effective at naturally cleansing your countertops. It is also effective in pulling toxins from your cells and cleansing your body. Well, there you have it. 5 easy and simple natural solutions that you can incorporate into the kitchen. In fact, I challenge you to choose one of the ways I mentioned today on my podcast episode, then hop on over to our free Facebook community, which you can find the link below in the show notes, and share with us how you are using your essential oils in your kitchen today. Happy cleaning, Mama, and I'll see you next time. Hey Mama, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with a friend if you haven't already? Be sure to subscribe to the show so you don't miss an episode. Also, if you haven't yet, please leave a quick written review for the show over on Apple Podcasts. It just really lights me up to know that this podcast is helping you. Remember, Mama, if God has called you to be in this present circumstance, He will equip you to get through it. I'll meet you back on Monday for another episode. Until next time.